I think people mix up specialization with niche a lot. They think a lot of times that maybe they've honed in on a niche or they don't need a niche when they've actually nailed down a specialty instead of a niche or vice versa. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. Today is a very special episode because it is our anniversary here on the Influencer Podcast, and I can't believe it. It was exactly 7 years ago that I pressed play on one of the first episodes of the Influencer Podcast. You can actually go back and listen to it. It's a little cringe for me to listen to it because I hadn't quite gotten confident yet in my speaking voice and my tone, and you can definitely hear that come through. I am like so high-pitched and nasally and so uncomfortable. So uncomfortable, but I pressed play and I did it anyway. And because I did it scared, here we are 7 years later and hundreds of episodes later, and businesses created and lives transformed, and so much has happened because of this podcast. So I am actually doing a fun giveaway for the podcast, which is super exciting. We're going to be having it start today into next week. So you're going to have until today, which is Wednesday, April 24th, until next week, which is Wednesday, May 1st, to join the giveaway. And essentially, it's really simple. All you have to do is go to iTunes or Spotify, rate and review this podcast. If you never have, it's really simple on how to do it. You can just scroll to the bottom. You'll see a place where you can rate and review. Make sure that you're subscribed to the podcast as well. If you have done it before, all you have to do is just update your review or even just screenshot it. And then you are going to let me know in my Instagram DMs that you have left a review of the podcast. So there's two ways. You can just send me the screenshot in my DM, or you can screenshot the DM on your story and tag me, whichever one works for you. And that is how you are officially submitted to this fun giveaway. And what I'm giving away, I actually went into my Instagram broadcast channel and asked people what they wanted me to give away. And a lot of people had said like coaching sessions, a coaching call, one of my courses, that sort of thing. So what we're going to be doing is actually giving away to one lucky podcast listener, Pitch It Perfect, my program Pitch It Perfect. It is normally $8.99. You're going to get it completely free. So if you are somebody who has wanted to join Pitch It Perfect for a long time and you haven't yet, you're going to be able to do that. Again, all you have to do is subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, screenshot your review that you've submitted, and then just DM it to me on Instagram at Jule Solomon. You will be submitted. You have a week to submit this. And then once we get all the submissions in, then I am going to announce on Instagram and in my broadcast channel who the lucky winner is. Also, my dear friend Brittany, who is the co-founder of Squeeze, which is a fabulous massage place, they have them all throughout the country, said that she would even donate a few squeezes to this person. So if you win this and you live in a location where there is a Squeeze, you're also going to be getting some free massages from Squeeze as well. So that's just like a fun added like self-care bonus. And you guys know that I love self-care so much. Okay, my friends. So in celebration of this beautiful day again, all you have to do is subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Tag me at Jule Solomon or send me a DM. Let me know that you've submitted a review. You have until May 1st to submit. And one of you is going to win a free lifetime access to Pitch It Perfect. So if that is not a fun kickoff to today, I don't know what is. And just again, to celebrate this really beautiful 7 year anniversary of this incredible community, I say it a lot and I'm going to say it again. I cannot tell you, words cannot explain how grateful I am for this podcast, how grateful I am for this community. There have been times that I have wanted to throw in the towel. There have been times that I've wanted to quit. There have been times that I'm like, hello, is anyone listening? Does anyone even care? But I know how much this podcast has impacted so many of you. Whether you have been a longtime listener or you just found us here, I know that the impact is quick, it's infectious, and it means something. It means a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to so many of you. So that is my thank you. And with that today, my friends, we are going to talk about really what the whole reason for me starting this podcast was to begin with, which is about influence and really how do we build it? How do we build authority? How do we set a solid strategy? How do we maintain the CEO type of mindset that is necessary to really build the business of your dreams without having to sacrifice your life in the process? And I'm really excited for this talk today because I have spent really the last about 6 months or so deep into some research with my community, looking at every intake form, every application, every why didn't you buy form that I have sent out for a lot of the launches that I have done over the last probably say 5 years. And I did this because I feel that it's super important to always go to the data, to always go to who knows best, which is always my community, on how I can get even more clear on how I can be most of service going forward for you. So today is going to be a fun conversation. I'm going to share my findings with you. I'm going to share what I have seen to be the four biggest places where people get stuck on their way to creating influence, building authority, setting a solid sales strategy so they can actually have a sustainable business while maintaining that CEO mindset that they need. And of course, exactly what you need to do to avoid all of these stuck places. So with that, my friends, let's get started. Okay, first up, problem one is this idea, and we've talked about it a lot here on this podcast, this feeling of being unclear or afraid to niche down and really claim your lane. And so my solution to this, and if you're inside the Brand Accelerator, you know this, my solution to this fear of niching down, because a lot of people will say, well, I'm multi-passionate, or I'm afraid that if I niche down, I'm going to lose something, or I don't want to put myself in a box. My solution has always been, don't worry about niching down. Instead, I want you to specialize. But I think it's first clear, and I think this is going to be really helpful for a lot of you, to actually break down the difference between specialization versus niche, okay? Because I think a lot of times people use the word niche to describe things that it's not. My friends, I have been getting lots of questions lately about what happens after enrolling in things like courses or programs or coaching trainings and yet still needing help. Because I get it. A lot of times we will dive into some brilliant strategies that are out there, but once it comes to the actual implementation of what we're trying to grow and build, it can get a little hairy. Which is why I'm excited to announce that my team and I are putting the finishing touches on a brand new support container, which will allow you and I to work one-on-one with my team and in community to grow your offers, your revenue, and your brand. So if this is a season where you are really focusing in on growing your revenue and doing that through strategies like building out offers, better brand partnerships, wanting to build out a larger sales channel to really feed the greater business ecosystem that you have, to set up automations and systems and funnels so you can actually get paid without having to physically be somewhere, you are going to love this experience. In the weeds of implementation, it is so easy to get lost, which is why I'm so excited to finally have the own infrastructure in my team to offer a more done with you or done for you approach to what it is you're going to be learning. Essentially, me and my team become your team. You can take everything that we're going to be giving you, which is essentially what I did to build out the multi seven-figure business that I have today, and then we can build that out with you, or you can have me and my team build it all out for you. So if you want to be one of the first into this amazing experience, you can go to the link in the show notes and apply. There is no pressure in joining by filling this out. This is just an opportunity for you to really learn what's happening and what's going on with this new incredible experience. I am so excited to be sharing more. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/interest, or again, just click that link in the show notes, juliesolomon.net/interest. So from my experience, from my understanding, this is the difference and this is how they work together. So specialized businesses or industries or brands that focus on a specific expertise or skill set, like say a unique product or service that demands a technical know-how, that is what specialization means. However, niche is different. Niche actually targets a subset of a broader market with distinct customer needs. All right, so I'm going to say that again. Niche targets a subset of a broader market that have distinct customer needs. Specialization refers to a business or an industry or a brand that has a specific expertise or skill set that demands a technical know-how. Okay, here's the kicker. Whether you're a content creator or a coach or a course creator or an entrepreneur or even a service provider, I think people mix up specialization with niche a lot. They think a lot of times that maybe they've honed in on a niche or they don't need a niche when they've actually nailed down a specialty instead of a niche or vice versa. So let's talk about what the difference is here. So your specialty is simply your unique style or type of work. For example, let's say that you're a yoga teacher who focuses on hatha yoga. Hatha yoga is your specialty. And that's crucial, but it's not the same as your niche. The niche, on the other hand, is about the problem you solve for a specific group. So a niche is going to answer the following two questions. What problem do you solve? And who's it for? So let's get practical with some quick examples. Let's say that you're a wellness coach and your niche in wellness coaching might be helping new mothers lose those last 10 pounds of baby weight to allow them to have more energy and feel better. So the problem that you're solving is losing that last little bit of baby weight. Who you're solving it for, the client, are new mothers. So that is going to be the niche. Let's say that you're a food content creator. Your niche might be focusing on something like plant-based recipes for busy professionals or keto recipes for busy professionals. So the problem that you're solving, the niche, is providing quick and healthy meal solutions for people that have a hectic schedule. Who you're doing that for are busy professionals that are seeking really easy, convenient, and healthy plant-based meals. Let's say that you're someone like me. You're an online marketing educator and you're a coach. So your niche might be helping people grow their brands and make money online. That's my niche. So the problem that I'm solving is really guiding individuals through online marketing in order to create income. So my client, those individuals are going to be people like coaches, entrepreneurs, content creators, course creators that want to build profitable brands online. They're not coaches who want to build profitable brands in a gym that's not online. They're coaches who want to build profitable brands online. So having both a specialty and a niche, it lets you dive deeper for your clients. It's about standing out among the saturation. That's what specialty helps you do, and that's what niching down helps you do. It's about getting crystal clear about how you help and really guiding those who need you to find them. So here is the homework for you today when it comes to this problem. It's about defining your specialty. For example, let's say that you're a life coach. I want you to pinpoint your specialty area. Is it health? Is it relationships? Is it finances? Is it parenting? And then within that specialty, you're going to then be able to define your niche, meaning your approach. What problem do you solve and for who? It's about going back to answering those two questions, right? So again, define your specialty And then from there, you can define your approach. You can define the problem that you solve and for who that it's for. All right, on to problem two. I call this your meh offer. What I mean by that is that you don't know what you're selling, or you haven't refined what it is that you're selling. So you're selling something, but it's not actually what your audience is looking for, or you may not be selling at all. So the solution to this is really dialing in what I call your irresistible offer. So it feels like a huge win for your clients, whether that be brands or moms at the playground or CEOs, whatever that is, you have to align the offer with an ideal buyer for it to be a no-brainer, irresistible yes for them. So let's tackle the problem first. So when you have a meh offer, and I'll take my business as an example, my niche is helping people grow their brands and make money online. So simply put, I'm going to help you make a lot of money online and become well-known for what you do. That's my niche. That's the transformation. That's the problem that I'm solving. And that is who it's for coaches, entrepreneurs, content creators. Then I have several offers that are tailored to help my ideal clients achieve this. I have courses like Pitch It Perfect and the Brand Accelerator. I have a higher level done with you, done for you coaching experience called the Revenue Growth Lab. I have a mastermind. I even do some in-person retreats. But all roads lead to the same transformation, which is making money by becoming the go-to authority in your field, making money by building a sustainable personal brand. But here's the kicker. No matter if you offer one thing or 10 things, the key is to ensure that your offer is top-notch and extremely valuable. So let's zoom in on one of my offers, just for example's sake. Let's take the Revenue Growth Lab. So the Revenue Growth Lab is something new that I created this year after doing a ton of deep dives and really listening to what my community wanted. They wanted more one-on-one support. They wanted more opportunities to have certain things done for them, like building out systems and funnels and automations. Even though they could learn it conceptually, say through like an online program or a course, it wasn't their zone of genius. And so where they were finding some friction, if you will, is that they would take all these programs and courses to learn what it was that they needed to do. But then the actual building out of that, the actual implementation of that wasn't happening. And so it would leave them kind of in this like neutral phase, right? Like they were like idling in a car because they couldn't move forward because they didn't have the desire, the capacity, the know-how, the team, the structure to actually build out all of the systems and the processes and everything that the offer actually needed in order to move forward. And so what my team and I came together with is like, well, let's create a new coaching experience where we can do a lot of this with them. We can do a lot of the heavy lifting with them and or for them if that's what they're wanting. So the Revenue Growth Lab, for example, it's perfect for those content creators, coaches, entrepreneurs, service providers who want access to my expertise and to really my implementation of how to build out a similar business model as mine without having to navigate it alone. It's not just another program. It really is more of a personalized journey with me and my team, providing more one-on-one, providing more done with you. And then of course, a done for you opportunity is available if you choose to do that. So when you look at an offer like this, you may think, well, Julie, that's a no-brainer. Who wouldn't want that? But the offer by itself really means nothing because I could take that offer and go to my daughter's preschool class and try to offer it to a bunch of preschoolers. But guess what? Probably not going to get a lot of people to say yes. Or I could maybe take it to, you know, a gym. I could probably go to the YMCA and start making offers, but probably not going to get a lot of people to say yes in there unless there might be a few that are in the online marketing space and it's a good fit for. So even if I have the right offer for my business model and for my ideal client and for the result that I promise, I have to make sure that I'm offering it to the right person. So it's not just about having an amazing offer. It's about having someone in your world who truly wants what it is that you're selling them and they're willing to invest in it. And if you're offering your service to people who either have no money or zero desire to really invest in getting their problem solved, then you're going to be spinning your wheels. So your homework with this is first, you've got to refine your offer. You've got to take a deep dive into what you're selling, and you need to ask yourself, is it clear, valuable? Is it aligned with what my audience truly wants and needs? And if not, you have to refine it until it becomes an irresistible no-brainer for them. You also have to identify your ideal buyer. Who is your offer perfect for? You've got to define your target audience. You've got to consider their needs, their desires, their challenges, their willingness, what they're willing to actually pay money to solve, their willingness to invest in your solution that you provide. And then you've got to evaluate your sales strategy. Are you reaching your ideal buyers effectively? Do you have the right funnels and automations and processes and systems set up to do this in a way where you can actually access your sales approach to ensure that it's consistently bringing money in for you and that it also aligns with your offer and your target audience, which maximizes the chances of your success? So, if these are some areas that you need support in, I would love if you would just check out the Revenue Growth Lab. It's going to be perfect for you if you are in a place where you're like, okay, this is what I need. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/interest. There's going to be a form there. There is no commitment. You don't have to sign up for anything. This is just an interest form that we can learn, me and my team can learn more about where you're at in business, what you're looking for, what your needs are. And then we can talk about the options that we have inside the Revenue Growth Lab and if it's going to be perfect for you. So again, if you're somebody who needs more hands-on help with the heavy lifting, this would be a great opportunity. So again, that's juliesolomon.net/interest if you want to learn more about that. All right, problem three, and I'm just going to be blunt here, selling sucks. You feel that selling is a daunting task. So the solution is selling with ease, and I'm going to get into that in just a moment. But let's delve into the context of why selling often feels like a daunting task for so many of us. Let's just say that you poured your heart and soul into creating this offer that you genuinely believe can make a positive difference in people's lives. You're excited to share it with the world, but as soon as it comes time to sell it, that doubt, that hesitation, and that fear start to creep in. You worry about being perceived as too pushy or salesy. You fear rejection or negative responses. And so instead of really confidently putting your offer out there and offering your solution to those who need it the most, you hold back and you start to second guess how to really navigate the sales process without feeling uncomfortable. But here is the truth, my friends. You're selling all the time already. You may just not realize it. In business, a large part of your communication is dedicated to persuading others, whether it's in your social posts, your emails, or even on your website. Networking and building community is no different. You sell an idea or suggest a course of action and share your values in hopes of persuading someone. And it's even the same in our personal lives. I mean, every time we suggest a restaurant or a book to read or a podcast that we've enjoyed, we're not only selling our perspective, but we're also sharing what we feel is important. And so this reluctance to sell really stems from various factors because we're already doing it. We just maybe think that, you know, maybe a past experience of feeling pressured by overly aggressive sales tactics make us hold back. Or it could be, again, I don't want to be rejected. I don't want someone to tell me no. Or it could simply just be a lack of confidence in our own abilities to really effectively communicate the value that we're offering. But here's the thing, selling doesn't have to be this way, and we know that because we're already selling all the time. It's not about forcing someone to buy something that they don't want or need, because selling at its core is relationship-based. And that's why when we're just selling all the time, we don't even realize that we're selling because it is service-based, it is relationship-based when we come from that lens. It's about genuinely helping people solve a problem or achieve a goal. So just think about that. And I love to use this like Band-Aid example, right? When someone was in need, right? If someone fell and they were bleeding and they needed a Band-Aid, would you hesitate at all when it came to giving them a Band-Aid? Like if they jammed their fingers in the door and you had a Band-Aid in your purse, would you offer it to them? Of course you would. Or would you watch it happen and then wonder, I wonder if I'm offering too much support. I'm wondering if I'm being too pushy or annoying by like giving them a Band-Aid. So think about that. Like when someone is in need, offering support is a natural and generous response. And selling from a service-based place should be no different. If you have something valuable to offer that can genuinely improve someone's lives, it's not only okay, but it's your duty. It's so admirable to share that with them. So to me, I really think the solution lies in reframing your mindset around selling and really about seeing it as an opportunity to serve and to make a positive impact rather than this daunting task that needs to be avoided, especially because you're most likely doing it already all the time in your day-to-day life. You just don't see it as selling. And when we approach selling from this perspective, it actually becomes much easier to do it with confidence and ease. So here's your homework for problem three. One, you got to reframe your mindset. You've got to take some time to reflect on your beliefs and attitudes towards selling, identify any negative perceptions or fears that you may have, and work on reframing them into a more empowering and confident mindset. The second thing, practice empathy. Put yourself in the shoes of your ideal buyer. What problems are they facing? What solutions are they seeking? By understanding their needs and desires, you will be better equipped to offer genuine support and solutions. Three, develop your pitch. Craft a compelling pitch that clearly communicates the value of your product and service in addressing your ideal buyer's needs. Focus on how your offer can bring joy to them, can help solve a problem for them faster and easier than they can do it on their own, rather than simply pushing for a sale. The other thing that you can do is role play. This is when community comes in. This is why I love group coaching, because inside the Revenue Growth Lab, we will do a lot of this role play scenario. This is where you can practice selling in a low pressure environment by role playing different sales scenarios with a friend or a colleague. Or if you're in something like the Revenue Growth Lab, you can do it with other like-minded entrepreneurs. And this is going to help you build confidence and refine your selling approach. And then, of course, take action. You cannot let the fear of sales hold you back. You've got to start reaching out to potential buyers with confidence and with enthusiasm, because enthusiasm leads to sales. And remember, selling is simply about offering support and solutions. You don't have to worry about the outcome. So just embrace the opportunity to be someone that is supportive and solution-based in someone else's life and to really make a positive impact in that way. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers. And you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. Okay, on to our last problem, which is all about mindset stuff, imposter syndrome, self-doubt, lack of focus, lack of motivation, all the other stuff. So let's break down some common dramas that you may be facing right now when you think about this. First off, you might be someone who's thinking, well, Julie, I'm afraid to sell because I don't know if my offer is good enough. But here's the deal. I can't answer that for you, and you can't answer that for you. How do we know if your offer is good enough? We've got to look at your results. How many offers have you made? How many no's have you gotten? How many yeses have you gotten? If you haven't made any offers, well, then we don't know. If you've made some offers and you've gotten some no's, that's great. That's where the real insights lie. So instead of just seeking yes, yes, yes validation all the time, get out there, start making offers, and start learning from your no's. More offers mean more no's, but that also means more chances of yeses. And it's as simple as that. I have this belief that for every 10 no's that I get, I'm going to get one yes. So that just tells me how many times I need to be out there selling and making my offer to people. So that is an idea that I want to keep in mind for you. The other kind of mindset drama that you may be going through is that this idea that people can't afford your product or service, or that you've tried to sell something and no one was buying. And here's the truth. If they're not paying, then they're not your customers. Customers become customers when they pay you. So if you want to, I don't know, give back or volunteer your time, that's admirable, but don't expect people who aren't willing to pay for the solutions that you provide to suddenly become your paying customers. You've got to focus on finding those who actually, again, they value what you offer so much so that they're willing to invest in it. They are so willing to find a solution to the problem that they're having. Now, another little mind drama piece. Let's talk about the dreaded, Julie, it's not working dilemma. So usually when my students come to me and they're like, Julie, this isn't working, what I say to them is like, give me the specifics. What's not working? Is it your audience? Is it your target audience? Is it your sales? Is it your marketing? Is it your messaging? You can't just throw your hands up in frustration and say, it's not working. All of it's not working. You've got to pinpoint the issue so we can tackle it head on. Now, another fear that comes up in this, again, is that fear of rejection. I get it. It's so tough to hear no. But here's the thing. Rejection is part of the game. You have to learn how to handle it and even embrace it. And that's where I think coaching really comes in handy. It helps you manage your mindset and really navigate those triage moments, those inevitable ups and downs of entrepreneurship that come for all of us. We can't avoid it. And you have to remember that every rejection is an opportunity to learn and grow. That's why I always say you got to learn from your no's, but you actually need to get no's in order to learn from them. Now, let's talk about the solution here, which I think is really about starting with you and making that internal setting. If you want to grow your business, yes, you've got to focus on making more offers. You've got to learn from rejection. You've got to target the right audience. You've got to focus your efforts on attracting those who really resonate with what you're offering and they're ready to take action. But the mindset is really the most important piece to it. You have to feel worthy of what it is that you're saying that you want in life. You have to feel that you are worthy enough of actually claiming all that it is that you may be praying about or manifesting or journaling about or meditating over or whatever that is for you. The biggest issue that I see happen for a lot of people is that they'll say like, I've wanted this thing for so long and I've been manifesting it and calling it in and attracting it in or praying about it, but it's just not happening. And 9 times out of 10, it's not happening because they're blocking it. It's not that the world hasn't opened up to them and probably giving them ample opportunities to start diving in and taking the action, but they're so afraid and below that fear, they just don't feel worthy of getting what it is that they say that they want. And so worthiness comes into this a lot. And worthiness is not necessarily this solo game that we're going to be able to overcome ourselves. This takes lots of support, lots of accountability, lots of reminding, coaching, you know, having like-minded entrepreneurs around you that can lift you up and be that sounding board for you. And these are just some of the things, the exact things that we support my clients with inside my world, and more specifically inside the Revenue Growth Lab. And so I hope that by talking through some of this with you, you've had a couple of ahas that you can start to really see maybe where some holes are, and you can start to go from feeling that stuckness to actually taking action that is going to build to that unstoppability and that sustainability that you're looking for. The other thing that I want to mention is that I know I am the pitch it perfect gal who will help you get brand deals. And I am really who so many of you come to when you want to become more known. But I want to invite you to really hear what I say next, because when I talk about the trifecta, so to speak, this visibility trifecta, I'm not just talking about follower count and brand deals and journaling. I'm talking about how you can transform literally from the inside out into the leader that you need to be to grow your business while it grows alongside you. And I want to be clear with you too. When I talk about building authority, I'm talking about online, yes, but I'm also talking about within yourself. Again, this goes back to that worthiness piece and that belief piece. You have to believe that you are expert enough today to really start going to that next level. You have to believe that you're trustworthy. You have to believe that people want to buy from you. You have to believe that you have something noteworthy to share. You have to believe and respect your own authority and leadership. So when I talk about setting a sales strategy, this requires way more than just a funnel and a launch plan. It means really committing to your vision in a way that you never have before. It means walking a new path, one that you never have before. It means that you are truly open for business and available for growth. And it means that, yes, you might walk down a path and you might find yourself taking a turn and landing in a totally different destination than what you intended for. But for right now, for today, for this season, you're here and you're committed to selling and serving. And when I talk about developing your CEO mindset so that you can build your vision without sacrificing your life, I want you to know that this isn't all on you. In fact, you can't just sit in a bubble by yourself and create the perfect mindset. You need life experience for this. You need challenges. You need failures. You need to hear no. You need friends and community and support of other people who see what you're doing and say, heck yes, how can I help you? So do not think that this is totally on you. You are the leader, yes, but you also get to have a team. You get to be fully supported. And by being fully supported, you support others while also moving towards your vision. And your vision, that coming to fruition, to me, that is the ultimate visibility. That is the ultimate influence. That is the ultimate impact. So with that to say, I hope today's podcast episode was encouraging, insightful, inspiring, and I hope it just gets you to start to move and think a little bit differently. And so if you resonated with any of this today, all you have to do is screenshot today's episode, tag me on Instagram, let me know what you most resonated with. If you want support in being coached, being supported, getting a little bit of that handholding that we all need, all you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/interest. Fill out that quick form so we can personally talk to you to see what the best route is for you, whether that's the Revenue Growth Lab or maybe it's something else that we offer. And most importantly, if you're here today and you have been impacted by this podcast in whatever way, maybe it's a small way, maybe it's a big way, maybe you've been listening for years, maybe you just started listening. If you feel called to, you know, really help us continue to grow this podcast, I would love, again, if you would rate, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast. You can do it anywhere that you listen to podcasts. We have this fun giveaway going on right now. You're going to get free lifetime access to Pitch It Perfect if you do it within the next week to celebrate our 7-year anniversary of this podcast being here. And this also allows us to really widen the net. When people see that you've been moved by something or that you've been impacted by something, no matter how big or small, it really gives them the permission to do the same. And I think that that's something that we always have to keep in mind. I think a lot of times we don't realize the domino effect of our actions or our Instagram stories or the things that we share or the recommendations that we make, but it truly can be life-changing and life-giving to so many people. So with that, thank you so much for being here. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for celebrating the 7-year anniversary of this podcast. It has been truly an honor to show up each week to guide you, support you in whatever journey that you're taking. And I cannot wait to see what happens next for you, for me, for us, and for this podcast. All right. See you next week. Same time, same place. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.